Hello.
Hello, I'm Carla. I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the economic situation has affected you and your household. So in this case, sir, let me ask you, is your home a single family home, townhome apartment, or mobile home?
What is this?
We're calling from the Florida International University, FIU.
Okay. Are you a student there?
We work for them, but I'm not a student.
Is this some kind of research or what?
Yes, this is a research. Pretty much, this is a we want to know the residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction because of the hurricane situation in Florida.
Okay.
Okay,
So
and
what do you need to know?
my first question would be, is your home a single family home, townhome, apartment, or mobile home?
Single.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you own or rent your home?
Oh.
Okay, thank you. And do you know in what year was your house built?
No.
Okay, no worries. Let me check. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
16.
Okay, thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a 2 hurricane, hurricane 3, 4, or 5?
Yes.
Which of the options, sorry?
Right.
I'm sorry, I mean, what type of hurricane have you experienced?
All of them or just one or the max, the stronger?
No, you can, I mean, if you experience all of them, that's okay. You can just let me know and I will mark all of them.
Yes, you can say all of them.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you know or can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storms or hurricane you experienced?
Ian, 2022.
Okay, but what
Irma?
type of hurricane was that?
Category 5.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and do you remember another one?
Yes, Irma, 2017, Cat 4.
Okay.
And then there was Tropical Storm Fay, but I don't remember the year.
Okay, no worries. Let me just take notes here. Storm like that. Okay. One moment, please. Okay, perfect. Don't worry. Thank you so much. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay, thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Someone.
Okay, thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
How would I prepare? In terms of what?
For example, buying supplies, evacuate, things like that, or put hurricane shutters.
Yes. Yeah, putting down my shutters and buying the supply.
Okay. Thank you so much. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Let me read the options for you. When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and you could be secure within a few hours.
Yes, within a few hours.
Okay, thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home for a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you so much. Okay, please select your top three sources of information. Let me read the options. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp, or other.
TV, internet, and friends, you said?
Yes, newspaper, radio, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp.
No, radio. Third is radio.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
From 1 to 5?
Mm-hmm.
4.
Okay, thank you so much. And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare from a hurricane or a storm? Let me read the options for you. Transportation cost, cost of housing, cost of insurance, property taxes, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare, or other. Or
I
none of the above has affected... I'm sorry?
What was the question?
Sure. Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare from a hurricane or a storm?
Well, none of the above.
Okay. Thank you so much. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yes.
Is that only flood or evacuation?
Flood.
Okay. Thank you. And do you know what is the letter designation for the flood zone?
A.
We have A. Oh, okay. Thank you. And when will you evacuate? Let me read the options. If a hurricane watch is issued, the conditions are possible within 48 hours. A hurricane warning is issued, conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
If the emergency crew mandates.
Okay. Thank you. And if you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family or friend, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
For a friend in another city or something like that, as I said.
Okay, thank you so much. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
2.
Thank you so much. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
On the what? Which one?
Sure. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't know.
Okay. No worries. Thank you. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? The options are, I'm certain I could come up with the full $2,000. I could probably come up with the $2,000. I could probably not come up with the $2,000. I'm certain I could not come up with the $2,000, or I don't know.
I can come up with it.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last? The options, we have 5 options here. Decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly. So, but in the past 1 year, how would you rate that?
It didn't change, actually.
Okay, thank you. What about in the past 1 to 3 years?
It increased somewhat.
Thank you. And in the past 3 to 5 years?
It increased somewhat, yeah.
Thank you. And in the last 5 to 10?
No, I don't remember.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or other, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
Yeah, change insurance provider.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Let me read the options. 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value. 80%, 60%, or less than 60%?
The 100%.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate of or higher? The options are move to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I will not move from my home.
Move to another county.
Okay, thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes,
no,
or I have a... Okay, thank you. If a mayor... hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Is that federal government, state government, local government, or government should not involve in recovery efforts? We can select more than one in this question.
Yeah, federal and state.
Okay. Thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
A 4.
Thank you. And that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I'm sorry?
It's the same on a scale from 1 to 5. How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
3.
Thank you. The same on a scale from 1 to 5. How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
4.
Thank you. And that new development take into account flood risk?
4.
Thank you. And that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
4.
Thank you so much. Okay, now I would like to ask you a few questions about the sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? The options are Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will, and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. Or no, I don't believe it's happening. Or I don't know if it's happening.
The second.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how they should fund this initiative? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or other?
Other.
Okay, and can you specify or give me an example?
No.
Well, in this case, the option will not let me go to the next one if we don't specify an option as other.
Well,
can you think about an option?
No. I mean, the federal government.
Okay.
Money.
Federal government. Okay. Thank you so much. Most of Florida's coastal area have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are specifically vulnerable to flooding associated with the storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Moderately concerned.
Okay. I'm sorry, you said moderately or not at all?
Moderately.
Okay.
The second one.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. We're just a couple of questions to go. Next one, when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? The options are, and we can select three, neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, floats on, proximity to other family, proximity to job, or other.
Schools, proximity to job.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay, perfect. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Is that less than 1 year, between 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
10 to 20.
Okay, thank you. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Could you tell me, please, your age?
Yes, 54.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
4.
Okay, thank you. And how many people are under 12 years old?
0.
Thank you. And how many people are 65 or older?
0.
Okay, thank you. And what is your marital status?
Married.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade of the school completed by an adult member of your household?
Undergraduate school, college.
Okay, thank you. And are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Black, Asian, Native American, or other?
White.
Thank you so much. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you. And please tell me which is the income range of your household. The options are under 20,000, 20 to 30,000, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, or over $100,000 per year.
Yeah, the last one.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, these are all the questions I have for you. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.